Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Blog Talk Radio show for today. I thank you very much for joining us. We're going to be talking about affiliate marketing training. And the reason I wanted to do this is because I have a couple of affiliate programs, and I've been asked a lot of questions about the actual affiliate program. So I hope to explain it as best I can. I have also posted the information on my blog at Rich and Rich Home Opportunities biz.blogspot.com, and it'll also be up on my Rich and Rich Home Opportunities.com website, as well as in Facebook. We're going to do a Facebook Live event with the same information again so that we can catch some of our Facebook individuals. And I'm really hoping to reach affiliates that are already a part of our program. The one thing about affiliate marketing is that it is exactly what it's called. It's called affiliate marketing. So that means that you have signed up or you are an affiliate for a particular merchant business or product. And in order for you to become an affiliate and to stay an affiliate, then you are marketing and advertising those affiliate products based on the creatives that they have, which are banners or text links and different things, and also whatever they're trying to promote. It could be seasonal. It can be a lot of different ways that the merchant may be running their program. And as the affiliate, in order for you to actually make money as an affiliate marketer, you need to be able to actually get the product out there, meaning you need to have a blog, have a website, social media where you're talking about the actual product. So you kind of have to look at it and kind of see, you know, what is it, you know, is it something that you can support? Is it something that you can't support? And then what other marketing is going to be going along with your marketing? Because the program that you are going to be an affiliate for, you want to make sure that they are doing their own marketing and that, you know, they are somewhat known, or at least they're known to a particular niche market that you can actually promote via your blog as you find out more and more information about the product and you do either your blog, website, or social media. Now, the thing about being an affiliate marketer is that you're not going to earn any money if you're not actually marketing or advertising the product or whatever that you've signed up for. You don't make any money that way, so you just can't make money by signing up to an affiliate program. Now, the one thing that I can say, if you are signing up for affiliate programs, the only affiliate program that I'm going to be talking about for the most part is the affiliate programs that I have through Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, because of the fact that that's where we want our business to grow, we want our brand to grow, and so we market effectively for that. And, you know, we do get sales. And so that's the important thing, is that you're converting the product into actual sales for you. And that's how you will get your commissions as an affiliate. And so you just kind of have to decide how you're going to do that. And one of the things that if anyone has followed my program at all, I really believe in networking and helping each other as part of the affiliate process. Because I'm an affiliate for a lot of different products, but there's very few products that actually send emails about updates about what's going on in their business, or, you know, offer you a higher commission if you're selling this particular product. Sometimes they send you an email and you respond back to the email, you get no response back. So those type of affiliate programs, you know, I would hope you would know that you're probably not going to make any money, because if they're not even taking the amount of time to reach out to their affiliates to help them along because it helps their business, then you probably don't want to be a part of their affiliate program anyway. And so I try to get with the programs that I actually know I'm marketing and I can market. I do enjoy advertising them, and I just kind of make them my baseline for affiliate marketing. And that depends on all of my marketing, all of my advertising, and what I'm doing on my own, because for me, affiliate marketing is part of my business. So it's a part of our marketing and advertising strategy. That's something that we enjoy doing. We have products that we will we will do that for. And I typically will try to keep Rich and Rich Home Opportunities with products that we actually purchase ourselves, we've used ourselves, or our family and friends have, and we've gotten some good reviews from them. And so we feel good about supporting that particular merchant or product. And so that's the way I think that you should always approach an affiliate program. Now, for me, you got to market and you got to advertise. You can do social media, but with social media, it's only so much that you can do, because you can't really go to other people's pages and, you know, and just start spamming them, meaning you just continue just to put, you know, your links on there and you're not really contributing anything. Typically, the way that you would like to do it, you basically, you do want your link to be shown, but see what that network where you're going to try to post, or that website or that blog, see what they're about, and, you know, try to make some type of comment. And then in the end, you can leave a plug for whatever website that you're promoting. Now, the website that you're promoting, I believe that that is very important, because it should be a website that a person can go to, and now this is your personal website where you can tailor it more to your needs. Maybe you have certain products that are there that you, a consumer would be able to click on as soon as they saw the product and be able to purchase directly from your website or and that link that you have provided. And so that's really important to me, is to either have a blog or a website that you can really promote on. Or for social media, I like pages, so I have pages. I like groups, if you can keep the group up and going, and depending on what your interest is, I like those type of things. And so that's kind of what I lean towards. That's kind of like my marketing and advertising strategy, is I want to blog. I want to make sure I'm putting it on my website. I want to make sure that I am, you know, drawing other people to the website to be able to see the product. Because if you can't get anybody to your website, then you're probably not going to sell anything either. And so that's one of the things that, you know, goes into that. So with Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, with our affiliate program, what we are going to be doing, cookies are kind of important for affiliate marketers, because of the fact that a person can go to your website, and if they close their browser and don't come back to it for a while, then you may not make that sale. So what Rich and Rich Home Opportunities done, and I'm not speaking to other affiliate programs, I'm speaking to Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, we are allowing our cookie to be active for 180 days, might even do it longer. And the reason that we're doing that is because, you know, a customer, they may not buy the first, second, maybe not even a third time, but maybe that fourth time, after, you know, seeing more promotion, after hearing more about the product, they go ahead and they purchase. Well, you want to be able to still get credit for that purchase, because they started out with your link. They started out with yours, and so you would like to be compensated for that. And so without that cookie being present for that 180 days, then they can just go in and purchase, and someone else may get that commission. And so I don't want that to happen to me, so I don't want that to happen to my affiliates. So our cookie right now is 180 days. As we continue to grow, we'll kind of continue to work with that. Our commissions are 10% the purchase price. So whatever the sale price of whatever you sold, you get 10% of that from your customers that you purchased. You have, you know, have come through your link, your referral link, your, you know, your replicated store, however they are coming to your link. I also can't stress enough that you have to be trying to promote yourself. And so I do promotions online, and I do promotions offline with my business cards, pamphlets, and we're going to be doing more of that as well. I have a business office now. I'm actually I'm always been in Milwaukee, but I actually have a business office here in Milwaukee now, where I can actually sell products from the business store if I choose, or business office suite that I have if I choose. I don't really know how far we want to go with that yet. I want to try to get the I want to try to continue to get products going, get the store where we know we've got suppliers, and we're getting customer input about types of things that they want, and see, make sure that we're appealing to our customers. Because at the end of the day, if we cannot get any customers, then it doesn't matter how many affiliates you have, you're just not going to, it's not going to be very successful. And so for the Rich and Rich Home Opportunities affiliate, so we have the 180-day cookie. You get 10% of your customer fees. if you decide you want to recruit others and, you know, you recruit another affiliate, that affiliate belongs essentially in your team. And then so whatever, you get 10% of whatever it is that they are bringing in. And I like that fact, because if you have an affiliate that's in your team, and if you're going to get 10% of what they are, you know, promoting, it would probably behoove you to kind of help them as well and try to get, you know, some ideals going about, you know, what types of things they can do, what type of tips you have, and what you're personally doing if you have an affiliate come in under you, because I would like to know what you're doing. And I typically don't like emails that are just sent for me to just, you know, just promote a certain product or whatever. I don't like that. And so for me, for my affiliate program, I would like for us to have weekly meetings, and no, you don't have to be at a meeting every week or anything like that. However, I think that it's important to have a meeting place every week, because there are going to be new affiliates coming in. They're going to have questions. I'm trying to put the contact information out there. I'm trying to do the Blog Talk Radio show. I'm doing Facebook Live a little bit after this Blog Talk Radio show tonight. And then I'm also doing an actual press release for it too, because now that I have an actual office, I can go ahead and talk about the suite and do some things with that. And that just kind of furthers all of our promotion. Now, for me, I think that marketing and advertising is very important. It is key to your business success. It's critical. And you can't do it. You can do it. You can do some things with no money. Some things will take money. So you have to decide how you're going to go about doing that. If you're a blogger and you're blogging all the time and you have a high amount of people that are following you already, it probably wouldn't be too much of a problem. If not, sometimes that can be. So that's the importance of having the meeting, so that we can actually sit back, we can talk. I do send out emails. I have really only one person in my affiliate program that's ever responded to my emails asking about coupons. And so they got coupons because you can, as an affiliate, once you become an affiliate of Rich and Rich Home Opportunities, you get the 10% commissions, but you also get the 10% coupons that you can give to your customers as well, so that they will get a discount. Our customers can also have the ability to be our affiliates. And so I think that that's important, because I feel like if a customer is purchasing something from you, they should be getting good customer service. They should be getting, you know, the ability to have some they should be able to get something back from the sales that they are creating by making that purchase. And so that program, with them being an affiliate, because they are a customer, even if they're promoting themselves or they're not promoting themselves, we're trying to do something to give back, because then they would make off of their own purchase, you make 10%. So any affiliate, my current affiliates, any affiliate in the future, if you purchase from your store, then you need to get that 10% commission back off of your purchase, because that's what this is all about. So, you know, what we're doing is we are actually giving back. So with that said, those are some of the things that we are going to be doing. I highly encourage you to visit richandrichhomeopportunities.com, the blog, or either richandrichhomeopportunities.biz.blogspot.com. We will continue to have these shows as often as we can and have them on Facebook as well. So I hope you have a nice rest of your Monday evening. If you can come by the Facebook show, that would be wonderful. We're going to be doing it on www.facebook.com, Fifth Avenue Independent Jeweler webpage on Facebook. That's where we'll be doing it. Or you can go to Rich and Rich Home Opportunities on Facebook. It'll be posted up there. So even if you don't get there at 7 o'clock, it'll be there. It'll be available, so you'll be able to view it just like this show is available. All right. Have a great evening.